So here we are back again with week 59. Coming up later in the show, we have some artists that are playing in the Sonic Dreams Waterford Festival this weekend, so stay tuned for that. Very excited about that. Straight into Nod. Thank you. stay tuned for the second half of the show. Well, I just Sonic Dreams, Warford, and Bands and Dreams. And we're going to reveal a new logo as well. It's all very exciting. some Sonic Dreams War for the Artists. That'll play us out. Make sure you check out the festival for this weekend. I'll have links at the end of the show on the flyer. And thanks to Mick for the music and information and general positive light. And many thanks to Yana for the logo as well. It's all good. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, I remember getting in the car, and I think it was cocaine and methadone, I'm not sure which. We were the speed. We both snorted some speed. And got in the car. We were very, very wild. We drove to the house with instructions to kill everyone in the house. And not just that, but that we were instructed to go all the way down every house, hit every house.
Down the street?
Yes.
And kill all the people in those
houses. I mean, we were in the house. The people in the house were all blind and tied up, and I remember that I had tied his hands with a towel. And then was instructed to kill him. I felt nothing. He was screaming for help. I felt absolutely nothing. As she begged for her life and for the life of the baby. Conscience. It's so alive in me, I'm just recalling it. I had gone so far and there was no turning back. Even if I had wanted to run, even if I had wanted to leave, I couldn't. It was like I was caught in something that I had no control over. I had absolutely no say-so as to what was happening. It was just like a tool in the hands of the devil. I believe that I love them. I believe that those people that died that night, I love them.
In this room were all the survivors of those victims, of yours and the others, their families and their friends. What would you say to them?
That I love them. With a love that I don't think any words that I could tell them could express.
In this room were all the survivors of those victims, of yours and the others, their families and their friends. What would you say to them?
That I love them. With a love that I don't think any words that I could tell them could express.
Check out the links that are at the bottom of this page, and that's all from me. See you soon. Take care.